Olds College will continue to provide a hybrid model of instruction until February 22, despite the provincial government's decision to last week to begin lifting COVID-19 restrictions. It also anticipates removing its proof of vaccination requirement as of March 1, as per the provincial government's restriction lifting plans. Premier Jason Kenney announced February 8 that the province's Restrictions Exemption Program, REP, has been dropped. Under the REP, which came into effect September 20 last year, Albertans were required to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test in order to enter many businesses, facilities and venues. Restrictions on liquor service and operating hours remain in place for food-serving entities. Also, physical distancing of at least 2 meters between households is encouraged. It was also announced that as of February 14, capacity limits for locations not covered under the REP were removed and youth of any age in schools no longer had to wear masks. Under Stage 2 of the restriction lifting plan, limits on social gatherings, capacity limits, requirements to work from home and the provincial mask mandate will all be removed. Stage 3 will kick in at an as yet undetermined date, because that depends on hospitalization rates dropping sufficiently. If that occurs, then all COVID restrictions at continuing care facilities would be removed. In addition, requirements for mandatory isolation would become only a recommendation. In a COVID-19 update posted to its website on February 11, Olds College said, "Olds College will continue to follow the guidance provided by Alberta Health Services to provide a safe learning and working environment for our campus community. Consistent with our January communication, Olds College classes will continue to operate in a hybrid model of program delivery with some lecture classes remaining online until Tuesday, February 22, 2022. On February 22, classes will resume in the original delivery method that they were designed to be delivered for the 2021-22 academic year. Students will receive an email from the Office of the Registrar confirming the program delivery method. The college noted that as of March 1, post-secondary institutions will no longer be required to have a proof of vaccination program. Once that's confirmed by advanced education officials, then Olds College will be ready to drop that requirement on that date. Upon confirmation from advanced education, Olds College expects it will be removing the proof of vaccination program on March 1, 2022, the site said. It added, however, that until March 1, the proof of vaccination program remains in effect at Olds College. That means until at least March 1, all students attending or living on campus as well as all college employees and visitors to the campus must provide proof of vaccination via vaccine record or QR code, proof of an approved negative privately paid PCR or rapid test result, or provide documentation of a medical exemption, PCR or rapid test.